It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 9th, 2018. Today is the birthday of English biographer Isaac Walton, born in Staffordshire in 1593. Today he is best remembered as the author of The Complete Angler, published when Walton was 60, a pastoral discourse on the joys and strategies of fishing that has been one of the most frequently reprinted books in all of English literature. After but a few years of schooling, Walton was apprenticed to a kinsman in the linen draper's trade in London, where he acquired a small shop of his own and began to prosper. Despite his modest education, he read widely, developed scholarly tastes, and associated with men of learning. Walton lived and worked close to St. Dunstan's Church, and he became active in parish affairs and a friend and fishing companion of the vicar, John Donne. Donne died in 1631, and when his poems were published 2 years later, Walton composed an elegy for the collection. In 1640, he wrote The Life and Death of Dr. Donne to accompany a new edition of Donne's sermons. This biography was revised and enlarged in 1658. Walton married in 1626, and his wife Rachel gave birth to 7 children. None of them survived past the age of 3, however, and Rachel herself died in 1642. During the English Civil Wars from 1642 to 1651, Walton was a staunch royalist. After the royalist defeat at Worcester in 1651, he spent the remainder of his life reading, writing and editing, fishing, and visiting among the eminent clergymen who were his friends. Upon the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, one of Walton's closest royalist associates, George Morley, was made Bishop of Winchester and offered Walton residence in the bishop's palace, where he stayed for the rest of his life. His final personal revision of The Complete Angler appeared in 1676 and included additional material written by his friend Charles Cotton. Since the late 18th century, hundreds of editions of The Complete Angler have appeared, and the unpretentious treatise, of which Walton did not even claim authorship on its first appearance, soon became a household word. Many of its devotees have been fishermen, but Walton's attractive style, his enthusiasm for innocent outdoor recreation, and his genial partiality for the past have lifted the little book above the level of a mundane handbook to that of an elegant pastoral. The book opens on the first day of May as 3 sportsmen, a fowler, a hunter, and a fisherman, compare their favorite pastimes while traveling through the English countryside. Their discourse is enlivened by songs and poems, country folklore, recipes, anecdotes, moral meditations, quotations from the Bible and from classic literature and lore about fishing and waterways. The central character, Piscador the fisherman, is not just a champion and advocate of the art of angling, but a man of tranquil, contented temper, with a relish for the pleasures of friendship, verse and song, good food and drink. Isaac Walton died just before Christmas in 1683, having attained the remarkable age of 90. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 9th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.